Hello, unladies. Unladies, hello. Hello, hi, hi. It's me, Kristen. A freshly groomed Brewster is sitting at my feet. He's almost unrecognizable. I'm really not sure how I feel about it. His face is too round now, y'all. Thank you to all of you unladies who helped pick the topic for today's unladies room, because I really was having a hard time deciding. It was like, I don't know, like, could I spend at least 2 hours dissecting the relationship dynamics of Chelsea and Jimmy on Love is Blind season 6? Yes. Is that what people want to hear? Not necessarily. There are more pressing matters, because y'all, we have embryos to discuss instead. Or, as the Alabama Supreme Court calls them, extrauterine children who live in, quote, a cryogenic nursery. We are talking about LePage v. Center for Reproductive Medicine, a.k.a. the frozen embryos are children, ? Case. I was initially going to record this episode last week, y'all. I'm glad I waited because everything with this was happening very quickly. Some of the initial dust is settling, and y'all, it is still quite a mess. So here is the latest. On Wednesday night, a few days ago, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill into law that allows basically Alabama Republicans to say they saved IVF. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't they good people? No, absolutely not. Like, there is a lot of smoke and mirrors going on. And we know this. I mean, this is classic anti-abortionist Republican strategy to really kind of shock and awe, and then swoop in, position yourself as the more reasonable one who can save IVF, save whatever it is, save women, vulnerable women, when in fact, all that is a distraction while you make way for even more draconian restrictions to ultimately be enacted. I couldn't have said it better myself. In response to the new law, Kayla Torres, who is a senior counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights, told NBC, quote, "Even on its face, this bill seeks to grant personhood to embryos, reinforcing the state Supreme Court's extreme ruling recognizing embryos as children." And by the way, embryos are just another way of saying fertilized egg. And I will say the Alabama legislature, they did really whip this thing together. They got it passed and signed just in time for this week's State of the Union address, starring everybody's favorite grandpa who refuses to retire, Joseph Biden. Truth be told, I completely forgot it was happening. And so I just watched the recaps. And also today, oh my gosh, y'all. Did you see the GOP response? It was, of course, an Alabama senator, the first female Alabama senator ever elected, a white brunette woman who they seated in her kitchen for the talk. And she has this smile on her face the whole time, y'all. She holds the smile, but then every now and then it drops to where she's talking about. She talks in a almost a whispered panic about America in decline. And I am overdoing her accent, but it kind of seemed like she was auditioning for Fox News host, which probably is where the real money is. But it's quite a sight to behold. It is an interesting choice to put your woman in a kitchen, okay? But I guess that makes her relatable. Hey. That was a preview from inside the Unladies Room Patreon. To hear the full ad-free episode, go to patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app and join the Unladies Room for just $5 a month. All five of those dollars will go a long way to supporting this independent feminist podcast made by me. Yes, a podcast team of one. A few listener faves that await you include an historical romp into the heyday of male rejuvenation that did involve rich men getting monkey testicle transplants, how the scrunchie was invented, and a peek into the reborn baby doll community where mostly grown women play with hyper-realistic dolls and in hyper-realistic ways. Patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app. And thank you.